KDUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good evening, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West. As always, Ryan Rooks in the house on a Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Final week of school for the children. Final week before we get, 110 degrees and, we're frying eggs on the sidewalks and
It's almost there. My kids finished last week.
Did they? They're out?
They're done.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on to bigger and better schools.
Yeah, they're all moving up,
right? They're moving up, yeah. So
high school.
Yeah, middle school, high school. Yeah.
Same.
Getting up there. Crazy week. Good week for the Warriors. Good win.
Dude, what is with all this basketball being blowouts?
They are very lopsided.
It's like a 30-point game in this game tonight right now between Boston and Miami.
It was crazy. At one point, I was driving in, and it was 18-1. This was ridiculous.
18-1. I mean, I like those odds.
Yeah.
I make a bet on that, 18-1 odds.
Exactly.
I like them.
Which, speaking of, that was another reason why the weekend was good. I sent it to you, but I made a bet at halftime. Friday night, they were down 14 at halftime. I took a bet with them covering a -4.5 on top, so they had to win by 5. They did.
So you needed a 19-point turnaround.
Correct. And it happened.
Hey. So, it did. You showed me. That was awesome, bro.
Won a nice little chunk.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I believed. I was watching the game. I think this was the key. I had nobody home, and I was just watching the game. So I was actually
nice.
Look at it.
Like focused.
Break it down.
Everybody was gone.
Yes.
Able to dive into it.
Just focus.
That is awesome.
What about you? So we have a lot of football.
Yes, we do.
And we still want to cover the NBA.
Yes.
So let's dive in.
So we'll get into the NBA. Ladies and gentlemen, just real quick, just kind of tie things together. This is the last show on the radio until August 1st. We will be back. We're taking a little break, taking the summer off because, we need a little bit of a break. We've been on, it will be almost a calendar year straight coming up every week. So we're taking the summer off. You'll still be able to find us on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, but all those good things weekly. Follow us on all that stuff. But let's do what we do best and get into the NFL.
Let's do it. Okay, so do we want to talk?
Let's start local.
Yeah. Kyler, is this a big deal that he's holding out?
No. Well, first of all, holding out, it's OTA, so it's voluntary.
Correct.
He's not holding out on anything.
Which I do think is interesting that that's.
And there's a lot of guys, veteran guys, I don't think he's quite a veteran yet, but veteran guys taking off like Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to OTAs. He didn't do it for 2 years in a row. He's been back-to-back MVP, so that might maybe hold some clout. These guys also keep themselves in great shape year-round versus like back in the day where you had to worry about guys. And I'm sure you still have to worry about some guys as far as them not having the work, letting themselves relax and whatever, maybe gaining the weight or whatever. But for the most part, these guys are all doing it on their own accord always because that's this generation now. They are very in tune with their body, what they put in it, because they want to play for as long as possible to make the most amount of money. They're not ripping cigs at halftime and drinking sodas
beer
like Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl back in the 70s. You know what I mean?
So you thought I was going to be an old man on my opinion with this.
Yes,
you're
going to throw a fit about
this.
Yeah.
I do think that you do need to show up if you are a rookie, if you're new to the system, if you're somebody that's coming in that it needs to prove themselves a little bit. If you're somebody who is, it's the same playbook, right?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be the same situation. You are a stud player. You
yes,
deserve
sir.
The right. And especially if it's something to where you're a little bit of an older vet and you do need to help, rehabilitate a little bit. Because it is that kind of up and down that they have, right? They do OTAs.
Yeah.
They go in a little bit. Then they have that break.
Yeah, they get a little break. And
then they have mandatory. So all of this, the Debo's not there. Kyler's not there. The only reason we're talking about those two is because we're talking about contract situations. We're not talking about it with Aaron Rodgers right now. We're not talking about it with probably 30 or 40 other players that are decent name players.
And Kyrie, him too. Another segment, but Kyler, he doesn't need to be there at all. He knows the playbook. He doesn't need to be there. If anything, this just allows another quarterback who's not on a roster to get snaps to maybe show somebody something on film. This actually helps the league more, in my opinion. It's not like he's out of shape. It's not like he's not throwing a football. He's not staying, keeping himself ready. He understands the playbook.
100%.
If anything, now it's It's more, you know, it's more just about the mental side of it with the playbook itself, you know, getting deeper into it. If there's anything that he doesn't know, which he probably does know.
And who's to say he's not throwing with his own receivers and doing a lot
they
on his.
They all do their own thing.
That where they're talking and even breaking down film. I mean, Zooms are around now, you know, like these people talk a lot more than we think. Like,
it's not that crazy.
Like,
I don't think we've ever questioned his ability with the offense, his ability with his teammates, his ability. We've never questioned any of that. It's just down the road staying healthy enough to be able to make those plays when needed most.
It's just because of the contract. That's the only reason we're talking about this at all.
That's fine.
And it is fine. And I think that's something to be more worrisome about because
I'm
of the
not
way
worried about it at all.
Acting,
if I'm a Cardinals fan,
he's going to be a Cardinal. He's going to be the starting quarterback week one for the Arizona Cardinals.
And if I'm a Cardinals fan, I'm not worried about his contract situation. They know what they have. They know what it looks like every other team in the NFL know what it looks like when you don't have a guy.
Oh yeah.
Okay?
And he just
Kyler is a dude. It's a matter of just it takes some guys longer than others. It has nothing to do with it's more circumstance than anything. Look at Pat Mahomes, it was like right away. There's other guys that it takes years for, like Kirk Cousins, you know, it took not saying Kirk Cousins and them are all the same, but they're very good quarterbacks in the NFL. They are. Regardless if people want to, you know, throw shade at Kyler or throw shade at Vikings quarterback, I just named Kirk Cousins. You don't want to throw shade at those guys. They are tremendous athletes. They are tremendous quarterbacks in the league. They make plays. You see some throws, and it is so incredible to go, I can't believe that Kirk just made that throw. Or I can't believe Kyler. The hell, Murray.
Yes.
Like, they have the ability. It's more circumstance, sometimes luck, and everything else coming around it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And what comes with that is that Kyler Murray is going to stay because he just found out the Hard Knocks in season.
In
he's
season.
Covering
November.
The Cardinals.
So it'll be in
which
November.
Which is going to be a curious time.
Right when D-Hop should
back.
Be coming back. So right. It'll be perfect to be able to have that. There's going to be, obviously, storylines. You still have J.J. Watt. What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have these players. It's Kliff just got an extension. I think Steve Keim just got an extension. They know that they have to produce, not in fear of a job, but their division.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the stinky Seahawks. Sorry, CJ. The rest of the division isn't necessarily up for grabs. The other two teams have staked their claim to being better than the Cardinals. It's up to them to prove it wrong.
I'm really interested in this, and it's not just because it's an in division for as being a Niners fan, but or even being local. They have a very interesting team that I think in season Hard Knocks is going to be. This is going
absolutely,
to be a good watch.
Absolutely,
I really do.
Absolutely, and then also sticking with the local. So we've got they're on Hard Knocks. You talked about Debo.
Yeah,
we talked about how Kyler's not there. No big deal.
Okay.
All right, great. Jimmy G.
Okay.
Staying within the division. Jimmy G, they said basically they'll take any trade as long as it's the right situation at this point. So now they're open to it, right situation.
And supposedly he was requesting as soon as everything is ready to go, he's passed everything,
mm-hmm.
he wants a trade.
Okay. Where do you think the best landing spot for Jimmy G is?
In division, did you say?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
They
would just like,
do
no, that.
That
would happen.
No,
so
no,
then,
no.
Am I automatically assuming we're saying AFC?
I don't think necessarily it has to be AFC. I mean, it could be, but I'm not. It won't be in the NFC West, of course. But
I mean, I don't know where.
Carolina for Sam Darnold.
It could be Carolina. I mean, you go to New Orleans. I mean, if you don't believe in.
No.
They're going to see
this experiment with Jameis Winston through this season.
You could say even Miami if Tua.
They're not doing that yet.
See, this is what's hard is that all these teams are already committed. I feel like it's too late. Something's going to have to happen, or there has to be something where it's just going to. We got to release it. There's going to be either an in-house where it has to be done.
But let me
or
ask you a question: Does he have to be a starter? You mean something that Buffalo wouldn't trade for him to have a great backup in Jimmy G? Because he would be the backup.
Well, it doesn't matter for what he wants.
Understand, but I'm saying, like, if you're looking for landing spots for him, you're looking for landing spots as a starter.
I would say if you aren't 100% sure in your quarterback and you're not paying that quarterback that much money, he's definitely
sure.
Proven.
But where is that at?
I don't know.
That doesn't exist right now, except
for Seattle.
In Carolina and Seattle. So
like,
Seattle's not.
But that
we already
happen.
Know that.
Yeah.
So you've got Carolina potentially.
Okay.
We know Indianapolis made their move with getting Matt Ryan, so we know that's not going to happen. We know Tennessee drafted a guy. We know Atlanta drafted a guy.
Yeah. The other rumor I'm reading is the Houston Texans.
There we go. That could be another one. Houston would be a good move.
Or you could say Detroit.
No, they got Goff, and he's a lot of money right now.
Right.
So
yeah, because there's no
Houston
way with that.
Would
but
be
it, I
Pat bringing it in. By the way, Pat, thank you for bringing the coffee.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Pat.
Hit us up. Was like, you guys want some coffee? I did tea. Thank you very much. But I appreciate it.
Oh, what is it? What are you, better than us now?
No, yes, I'm a tea snob.
Not only do you have your name on the show.
Hey, you know, that's why they pay me the big bucks,
hey,
okay?
It's fair. That's fine. I don't know, man. I don't see him. I still see him on the team being a 49er week one. I could absolutely see him being traded during season, especially if there's some injuries pretty early on. I also do think that Trey's probably going to start.
Yeah. No, he probably is going to start.
So, like, Kittle
says it's a toss-up.
Right.
I think it's just being politically correct right there, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
Well, and there's a lot of people saying different things. They're saying, you know, he has a big arm, but he has to prove it. He still has to read his defenses. He still has to go through his schemes. But his sets aren't right. Like, people are saying a lot, and you're hearing, I feel like, the good, the best of the best and the worst of the worst, right?
Well, here's the thing. Who's saying that he still needs to, on the reads and this, that, and the other? We're hearing that from the media, from the big heads.
Yeah, correct.
Let's hear it from what George Kittle said. Now, I don't have the clip because that would be what a professional show would be, and since it's our last one, I didn't really do that. So no clip this week, but what basically Kittle said was the kid from last year, this year, completely different player.
Yeah, and he's
completely
different
player.
Away.
He understands the playbook. He knows what's going on. He's got that ability. He compared him to somebody, and I can't remember who it was, so I'm not going to say, I don't remember, but it was like, wow, really? That's who you're going
to
compare him to?
Well,
it was
really
very
have
impressive.
To talk about. Does not have a
career. Oh, this is perfect. He compared him to Josh Allen. And yes. Then guess what? Tight end university is happening again. It's in Nashville. They're going to have 80 tight ends this year.
Yes.
Sponsored by like Bud Light, what? Charmin. Like, he got some sponsors to come in and help this. They got Tony Gonzalez showing up. They got Antonio Gates showing up.
That's amazing.
They've got guys showing up.
This is their second year, right? Because they were going to do it 3 years ago, but with COVID, right?
They bring in quarterbacks. They got C.J. Beathard. Josh Allen's going to stop by. Trey Lance. There's a reason that they're bringing Trey Lance.
This is like going to be the new
and Josh Allen together. He wants to bring them together to say, hey, I want you to absorb. Because he sees what Trey Lance can be and knows that that's what Josh Allen is.
Yeah.
In George Kittle's mind.
Yeah.
He goes, and we can run the ball for 40 times, and I'll just block somebody and drop them on their bum for 40 minutes. Like, I'm good with that, too.
That's fine. Why not?
So, you should be excited for your team.
I am.
If I'm a Cardinals fan, I should be excited. I think it's going to be a rough road. I'll tell you this. They will be battle-tested. If the Cardinals somehow figure out a way to win this division and or make the playoffs, either one, they will be battle-tested to do so.
Yeah.
That will serve them well in the playoffs. It's a matter of they have to go through that
stuff. But their schedule, we talked about last week, that's where we really got into it, where the schedule is going to be their biggest thing. But if they can win over 10 games, I absolutely think they could take that wild card.
We'll see. We'll get into it. On the other side, we're going to talk more football. There's a lot more to talk about, more quarterback information, stuff happening. Obviously, we got basketball. We got a little MLB news at the end if we can get to it. It's a little controversy, but we'll see if we can. You're listening to James Out West on KDUS Phoenix 1060 AM, home of the Dan Patrick Show, Rich Eisen. See you guys on the other side.
Please come back.
Interact with Bob Kemp's poll question on KDUS1060.com. That's KDUS1060.com. And while you're there, check out Bob Kemp's bottom line at KDUS1060.com.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, as always, CJ, James Out West, Ryan Rooks, Pat the Stat Guy, Aaron in the house. We've got Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals. Miami leads 2-1. They're getting smoked right now by 31 points in the third quarter. Good to see Victor Oladipo back out there, considering he kind of was like a ghost in the NBA for a couple of years. And
yeah, I mean,
injuries and things
up
like
with the
that.
Pacers, and then he took some time off.
Well, he went to Oklahoma City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went, yeah. So, all right. So, getting back to what we normally talk about, because this game's a blowout. It's not what we're talking about. NFL. Let's stick in, still into the division, NFC West. So, we got to bring him every time. My arch nemesis, Mr. Mile High Unlimited himself, Russ.
We have been talking sports now for a little over almost 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you just love talking about this guy.
Bro, it's because, the media brings it up, and it's what we talk about. Whoa, that's super loud. Don't know what's going on here. We got to close that off. All right. Every time I forget to turn the sound down.
See,
on my computer.
Russell Wilson.
First off, this would never happen to him. His entire team would make sure this would never happen. Team 3, shout out Team 3, would take care of this.
No.
So that would have never happened. My apologies.
Actually, he just thought about telling you to turn your volume down.
I know. Basically, he needs to, what he said was, he thinks for himself, so I think for me, speaking on Mr. Unlimited's behalf. It's got to be, it's non-emotional. Talking about the first game, it's got to be non-emotional. Got to be able to go out in there with an understanding that it's just ball.
So you're talking
about
Denver going into Seattle week one.
I love that he speaks like, understand that it's just ball, you know? Also understand that there's going to be amazing times. There's a lot of touchdowns there. And you won a lot of games. So I got a lot of great experiences. Go Broncos. Like, okay. I mean, I guess.
I wish you all could see not only James's face, because you guys can hear that he changes his voice, but he's got the face, the whole, you do the full character.
I mean, it's, bro, it's hard not okay, to. Okay. It's so, hard not to. When he's an actor playing a character, I can also then play that character.
Okay.
We talked about this, remember? Ben Simmons.
You're the guy playing the guy.
I'm the dude playing the dude. Yeah, just not yes, like that. If yes. You guys get the reference, you'll know why I'm not like that.
Yes, but anyways.
You people.
That's going to be a big game. I'm sure it's probably going to be a little bit emotional just because he's been there, obviously, since
he's
drafted.
A robot. It will be non-emotional.
He showed up there after they paid. Who was it that they paid and brought
He came from Green Bay. Oh, my gosh. No, Pat, but he played here, too.
And then
he played here, too.
Pat's got to look it up. Ours.
No.
I can't, oh, my gosh.
Kevin Cobb. Cobb. C-O-L-B. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's who it was.
You're asking about a wide receiver?
No. Quarterback. Back when Seattle drafted Russell Wilson, they had paid big-time money to a quarterback coming out of Green Bay, and I think it was Kevin Cobb. He had, like, those two games or whatever. And then the Cardinals ended up with him at some point after that. But I believe it was him. They gave him, like, a big guarantee. I think he got, like, guaranteed, like, $67 million. These guys are over here racing through the computer to look it up. And then he ended up not being the starter. They brought him to be the starter. They draft Mr. Unlimited in the third round. And he ends up winning the job. So, you know, you can.
Matt Flynn.
There we go. Sorry. Hey.
Get out of here.
It's another quarterback.
Matt Flynn.
Like, did Matt Flynn play here too?
That's how, like, it was crazy because that was his rookie year and he ended up beating him out. And we were talking about how Russell Wilson was so small. But now it's going to. So, long story short, it's going to be an emotional game for them.
100%.
But Denver's going to put a whooping on him.
Especially
Russell Wilson's so used to playing.
Seattle's
there.
Probably the between Seattle, Houston, I guess Carolina. They're the worst teams in the league.
Seattle might be
the worst team in the league. They've got no quarterback. Drew Locke is not a quarterback. Geno Smith, we know who he is.
You think they're Detroit, Jets?
No.
Jacksonville?
No, they're all better. No, they're all better. That Jacksonville one caught me. But then I remembered that Urban Meyer isn't there.
Oh.
So.
All the shenanigans.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to have a lot less to talk about than during the summer.
No. We'll always find something. I mean, ESPN, you know, all these places they'll find something for us to talk
so
about.
He made it so easy. That was just fun, especially on the podcast when we could really talk and go. Full board on it.
Oh, that's man, if I get, fun. Yeah, don't start me on those rants. Well, we will okay. Next week.
So let's go back. All roads lead, and I know that I do this to you as well. We
all
have to
roads
back,
lead to what,
back
sir?
To Ohio.
Who brought this up, just for the record? Mark it on the timer.
Yes. You guys had a kind of expected, I thought, but he did get other offers, but you guys had a big sign today.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Coming back.
Coming back for a year.
Kind of, what do you have, 9 sacks last year?
9 sacks
Paid
last year.
Paid him 11 mil for 1 year.
Yep.
Is that right?
He's a one-year deal guy. He's on that Revis Island plan.
Yeah.
1 year, guaranteed contracts.
Supposedly offered, Vern, per Rappaport, that was going to get 13 or 14 or even 15 million for multiple years.
Yeah, multiple year deal. Turned it down. So decided to stay. They said there's more than one. He said he knew of one, wasn't going to announce who it was, so understand that. Just keeping his, you know, everything in place. We can continue to get that information, which is always nice.
Kiper going there.
Bro.
Definitely all in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, but that's I think that's a huge thing for you guys.
Sure.
He definitely changes the game and impacts it even more than just the stats.
And then we traded for Winovich out of New Orleans, out of New England.
Yep.
They drafted a bunch of young stud defensive line. Their defensive line, if it could have gotten any better, got better, which is hard to say when you got Myles Garrett on one side and Clowney on the other. But they've really filled in that. They're going to be damaging for a lot of teams, which brings up the case of, obviously, Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
He took the entire offensive squad to the Bahamas, private jet, chartered from Cleveland to the Bahamas. They went and stayed at Atlantis, I think is where they were staying. They did a bunch of workouts together, all that good stuff, team building, you know, camaraderie, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which is interesting time. Which is interesting timing,
together.
Which because tomorrow on HBO's Real Sports, they are doing an interview with two of the alleged victims.
Ooh, okay.
So a lot of people think that because last week the NFL met with Deshaun Watson before he went to the Bahamas,
right,
in Texas about their investigation, that this information, his suspension, if there is any, and or any discipline, will probably be levied in the next couple of weeks. But Rappaport brought up a good point that this Friday would be a great time for it because Monday is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, they like to do bad news or any news on a Friday late information dump after 4 p.m. Eastern, you know, so no one can talk about it. Then Monday, no one's really around because it's a, you know, national holiday. So
and they
Tuesday.
Can't be interviewing
and by the time that happens, we're in 2022. 7,000 things could have came and gone between then and there, but in sports, in real life, and all of that stuff,
yeah,
in the metaverse,
right,
all of that stuff. So we can't really, it's a good way to bury it if they're going to do it. The question becomes, what if they don't discipline him? What if they say, we don't have anything because you're not bending the knee to pay any of these civil suits because you're vehemently defending your side, that we don't have anything. It's a bad look. Because, like, look at baseball. Look what they did to Trevor Bauer. And they have information. Like, they have some stuff that, yes, it's real touchy. No pun intended.
Right. I wasn't even going there. There's something, and there obviously is...
Quit shaking your head, Pat. No pun intended.
A little bit to this, obviously, because it did... There was criminal, obviously wasn't no charges.
In two counties.
There was civil, right? So there was an investigation. There was something that wasn't just automatically dropped. So I could see the NFL saying that there's not enough, that and we really didn't think, or we thought it was going to be more severe or even worse than what mm-hmm. we were expecting. And it's really not that bad. So maybe two games. But I absolutely think it's going to be 6 to 8 games. They're going to make a statement just because
they have
to.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I mean, it's not like they can do, I don't think double jeopardy exists in the NFL, but like if they serve him, a 2-game suspension, and then what if, you know, 8 months, 9 months down the road, something else comes out, or they're able to prove other things, or it is in fact worse than we're now being led to believe.
Yeah, if new evidence comes out.
You know what I mean? So
if new evidence comes out, then yeah, then you absolutely.
They're usually always in the, hey, we're going to wait until this matter's closed.
We've waited,
which it's not though. And it's not closed, and it's not going
to
be.
But we heard about this last summer.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that we were going to have to wait till what, February to even mm-hmm. talk about anything with the trials. And now we're at the point where we're just waiting on the NFL and seeing what the suspension is going to be. We've gone through the whole contract, the trade, everything.
So everything's kind of up in the air with them, especially when it comes to, like, with Baker Mayfield.
Well, now you guys are willing to pay most of his contract
yep.
just to get rid of him.
Yep.
Which
yeah,
I think sure. is going to be interesting. It's at least with the Niners, there's not like a huge drama like you guys are going to have, not only from both ends, both of your quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah. Both polarizing quarterbacks.
Week one through week five, you might not have either one of those starting.
No, obviously, if they move Baker, he's not starting. You know,
if
they don't, it's Jacoby Brissett is the starter through the first 5 weeks. He started games before.
Correct.
They will lean heavily on the run. And that defense, and hope to come out of however many games it is at 500 or better. You know what I mean? Baker won't be there. They announced he's not going to beat OTAs. No kidding, bro. No kidding, you're not going to beat OTAs. And if you showed up, they wouldn't let. Dude, you're going to go to use the scanner, beep, and it's going. It's not going to work. Your card has been denied. He's not going to be able to get
change in. Change the locks.
Yeah, we changed the locks on. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, change the code. This, he's.
It would be hilarious.
They wouldn't ask him to. You know what's kind of funny is why wouldn't you just show up? Make it awkward. Go out, put your gear on, go get your stuff. Is your locker up, by the way? All those guys have their lockers up with their names on there. If Baker walked in there today, is 6 on the board? Does he have a locker?
You know they do.
They have to, right?
Right. Well, but you know he hasn't been in that facility.
No, he probably hasn't been in Ohio, bro. He's probably swore off the state.
I really hope
he's going
that in like 10 or 15 years, like he has a decent career. I wish him
the
best, whatever, you know. But at some point when he retires, they make some commercial of him having a garage sale of all of his old
That'd
stuff
be great.
At that stadium.
That would
he
be
opened
great.
Up the
if
the
he
locker.
Can come full circle. But I think he ends up in. I do think he probably ends up in Seattle. Bro, unless they're in 100%.
What are they also
going to
think?
Going to lose every game because we don't want to win because we want draft picks. And I don't know if that's a Pete Carroll. I don't know if Pete can do that. Pete seems like the consummate, like Russell. Like Drew Brees, we are not about rebuilds.
If you want to see
about burning it out till the candle's gone,
chewing, you're going to see some intense with them.
But he likes the young kids. You know what I mean?
So yes, he likes
because his college time. You know, like he is a teacher. He likes
to
motivate
with what he can off of that. And I get that. At the same point, you need something, and it ain't going to be luck.
No, it's not them. So why not bring in Baker? He's not old. He's got something
to
prove.
We've all said it, but it's
he's got a good arm.
The table.
Well, they said now they're open to it. That was yesterday.
Oh. Now that
so,
paid for him?
Again, who knows? Yeah, now that the Browns are going to pay for
please,
it?
Please, sir.
Yeah.
Here's some money. And, and will you also take my friend?
I mean, if you want to keep those two receivers happy up there, you're going to have to. All right. On the other side of the break, we probably still have some more NFL to get into. We'll get into the NBA, maybe some MLB, all sports things. James out west, KDUS, 1060 Phoenix. See you on the other side.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. James Out West, finishing up a Monday evening here, about halfway through this joint. And talking to Pat during the break, he was bringing up, you know, if you're Baker Mayfield and you had an opportunity to be traded now that the Browns are willing to pay, you said a good chunk, that was the verbiage you used?
Yeah,
a good chunk of
we
the salary.
Saying, we kind of got into it and it was saying a good chunk. What'd you say initially, Pat?
That was mine. Same thing.
Okay.
I saw that same headline.
So let's say 15. He's supposed to make $18 million.
Yep.
Let's say 15.
Okay.
So is that fair? Is that
that's
a good
majority
statement
of
a chunk?
Of it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
That's a good chunk. So where's the best place for him to go? We were talking about
this. You just convinced me.
Carolina?
No.
Or Seattle?
Seattle.
Okay. See, I like what Pat said too, though. With his Pat's reasoning, if he wants to get into it on why Carolina makes more sense for Baker.
Yes.
But it's who wants to make the move, and ultimately it's going to be the Browns, what they're getting back, whether it's a fifth or sixth round pick. Who do you want it from? Where do you want to send them to? Are you going to try to do them a solid, which would be where Pat wants them to go, or are you going to throw them to the Wolves, which is what you've said?
I'm more saying if I were Baker, I'd want to go to Carolina. Like,
right.
Because obviously if he goes to Seattle, it's a tough division, six games, you know, and he's got 1 year to prove himself for that next contract. Like, Carolina's the place to do that. Like, the schedule's going to be way easier. But like you said, I'll let you say that point about week one.
Yeah, week one, the Cleveland Browns go to Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a great opportunity for him. I'm sure the chip on his shoulder that he's always had, obviously, you know, would play well. There's a good chance Deshaun's not there. It's opening week. You know, he could get a lot of action. He's got 1 year to prove it.
Yeah, he has to.
He's got to do something.
He has to do whatever happens. He has to make the most out of the situation, or he's going to be going down a path of.
Well, what happens? Let's say nobody trades for him. They have to pay him. They're not going to put him on the roster. They're not going to cut him. They're just going to pay him to be away from the team.
Right.
He's not going to be in the league. He's going to be a free agent next year with missing a year and more quarterbacks coming out.
It's,
like, the carousel doesn't stop.
Right.
And if you get off, there's not a chance. There's not always the best chance you're going to get back on.
No. Unless Urban Meyer gets hired and then you want to start tying tight ends and whatever. Offensive lineman is
Baker. I mean, granted, we have the XFL coming.
We saw how quickly Johnny Manziel went from the highest of high in college and then getting drafted and then is wherever playing.
Well, yeah, it's because he's a booze bag. Yeah, it's because he's a booze bag.
Okay. But there's a lot of different players where we've seen quarterbacks who thought that they were going to be
yes,
huge
absolutely.
And absolutely just fall off a cliff.
It happens.
And so if he doesn't do something or maximize it, whether it's with Seattle or Carolina or even with the Browns, I think he's done. But it's and that might not be – that would be actually good for him, too, probably playing in Seattle, because when Russell Wilson coming in, that's going to take a lot of it off of him.
Right. Yes, it would. Yeah, it would.
I mean, there's a lot that makes sense with a lot of this.
Both teams would only have to pay
$3 million. Like, it's not that bad.
Both teams make sense. You're going to
win more games with Baker Mayfield than with the other two, with Geno Smith or
Locke. Baker's proven with a team around him that he can win 10, 11 games, can win you a playoff game.
If he can last.
Well, that year he did. Last year he got injured, and he put himself in the position that he's in. And I think the team allowed him to. I think Stefanski had saw enough. They didn't draft him. They know with their system and with what they have that they think that they could make an upgrade. And they did. End of story.
Yeah.
End of story, they did. Now, what do you think about this with, oh, my goodness, the evil empire. They're always up to something, right? So Bill Belichick, did you see this about choosing the offensive play caller? He says when we get to it, we get to it. Sometimes he calls plays. He says, I'm not calling every play, but sometimes I call plays. Sometimes we Matt Patricia. Sometimes it might be Joe Judge. I mean, what are they doing up there? He's always trying to keep people on their toes. He doesn't want to give anybody nothing.
No.
Nothing. I mean, he's keeping people more lost than the weight that Mac Jones has. Because I heard Mac Jones is coming into camp looking thin. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's on the Tom Brady diet, right?
I mean, well, he looked like... It is very interesting how his body and physique looked like Tom's in the draft photo.
That is. I mean, it's funny.
They legitimately are bags of mayonnaise. Like, I know I said that about Jared Dudley. Shout out Jared Dudley. Yes, you'd beat me in 1-on-1, 105-0. I get that. But still, bag of mayonnaise.
I would say more like a melting stick of butter. That's a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
They're a little bit lengthy.
Irish cream butter, too, because it's very pale.
Okay. They're smart kids. You look at some of these quarterbacks, I mean, that are insanely smart and not necessarily as gifted, naturally.
Are you saying Mac Jones is not gifted?
No, I'm saying being like, you're not going to say like DK Metcalf. He doesn't look at him. You're not like, oh, yeah, for sure he's a starting quarterback in the NFL, right?
Right.
But at the same point, you see these guys who are smart, the Peyton Mannings, Tom Brady's. These guys last because they actually can read and they go through their progressions mm-hmm. to actually do the right things.
Well, Pat likes to bring up the sophomore slump, and he's pretty much right on a lot of these. You know, when that happens, like the quarterbacks, you know, that happens to them.
Yeah.
Well, Mac Jones sees something of that effect. He doesn't have Josh McDaniels in his ear. It's the same offense, I guess, to an extent, because did Josh McDaniels take the offense with him? Obviously, but did it stay there too? It's not like he took the book and they don't have it.
Yeah, there's going to have different call. I mean, it's just going to be a little bit.
Are they?
Different.
Are they? Patricia's been there before. Joe Judge has been there before. All these guys are past Patriot coaches.
Dude, Mac Jones won games with like 100 passing yards this year. It was the defense.
Didn't they win a game where he threw the ball four times?
Yeah. Well, that was a snow game, but still. It was a defense that shined. So
Belichick has always maneuvered game to game on what you do best, we're going to take away from.
Correct.
And what you do worst, we're going to exploit. And if that means throwing the ball four times and just running it because you can't, eventually you're not going to stop us. We're going to wear it on the clock. We got a good kicker.
Right.
We got a good defense.
Yeah.
He figures out a way every year. That division is very interesting because, like you said, like the Miami Dolphins you got down there. You know, you got the Jets. Did they get any better? Not better to dethrone them. And, oh, by the way, the overall consensus Super Bowl champions to be this year, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tough. Every division has become more and more tough, except for maybe the NFC least.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know that there's high praise for Philly because they've made some moves. But the Commanders are still the Commanders.
Yeah, and the Giants, I mean, they had a good draft, too.
So Giants stink.
There's going to be some things, but this year, and
they still have Daniel Jones,
Dallas,
right?
There's going to be a different mess. Yeah, of course, Daniel Jones.
They still stink.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know.
Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Mac Jones and kind of how you see that going. Because obviously with their big – and Rooks' chair just dropped him to the floor again.
It happens.
Little John was in here earlier. I mean, so it just makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Shout out 2000s references.
So you know that no matter what, Belichick's going to be in control.
Yeah. Right?
So
yeah.
It's going to happen.
And that really hasn't changed.
No.
So
kind of a little bit – from Belichick. Let's talk about people who don't really change. Did you hear this whole Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban going back and forth?
This was fantastic.
This was hilarious. I wish I could have, like, we could have just been on air, like, while watching these. This is so funny. Just talking about, so for everybody who doesn't know about, pretty much, Nick Saban said that Texas A&M, they bought their entire class because of this whole name
NIL.
And image and likeness, right, for these kids. Well, no, they were smart about it. They use the rules just like you do, and you bend them a little bit, and you ultimately take advantage of it, right?
Yes.
So now they had the number one class as opposed to Alabama.
Yeah, number two.
Saban had a lot to say about it. Well, then Jimbo had a lot to say.
Jimbo called his own press conference. Like, it wasn't scheduled. Jimbo heard it, probably had a couple of bourbons, but was sitting there was like, call the press conference tomorrow. I've got things to say. He's probably like Adam Sandler after his girlfriends broke up with him. I've got a microphone and you don't. You know what I mean? Like, he was fired up about it. It was very awesome to see.
I've never seen anything like it. Like, he's
flabbergasted.
Off. Yes. And saying, just as far as I can't actually quote exactly what he said.
Yeah,
paraphrase on here.
Like, he's no God.
Right.
He's not a czar.
And the things that he's done, the way looking that he treats
past.
People. The way, yes. Like,
he went hard at him. No, did he try to call you? Yeah, he tried to call me. We're done. I ain't talking to him.
Oh, yeah. They went past the point of, like, this ain't going back.
No, and they play each other October 8th. I mean, that's the day of the wedding. That's going to be an impressive.
Oh,
Do you do it?
Hey,
you're the one doing it, so we're going to have to pause it. Hold on. We've got the press conference from Nick Saban.
Can we do a live podcast?
Just see what's going on real quick.
Teresa will be really happy with that.
Bro. So it was very interesting to see, although when they did it, you know, they were burying LSU. Because they coached together at LSU, so this is their time then. I wonder if this is like a coordinated attack. It's like, well, why don't you go look into LSU's past? They're just trying to get LSU. And I heard that. I heard that as a possible theory. I heard that, you know, obviously he reached out to Deion, and Deion said, don't shame me publicly and call me privately.
Yes.
Like, we're okay, coach. Like, I know you didn't mean to, but you know we didn't do that way. We did it the legal way, the
right.
way that we've all been doing before. But, like, how they were doing it a long time, you know, $5,000 handshakes. You
right.
know what I mean? And then somebody else brought up a good point. What if this wasn't him taking a shot at everybody else? What if this was him stating it to the Alabama alumni that we have the number two class because Texas A&M did a better job of getting their players paid? Y'all need to step up.
Yeah, but he didn't
that was
do
a
it
good
that
point,
way.
Though.
He took it where he was
did,
saying.
He did, but you got to know he's crafty. That could have been definitely an underlying thing that he was talking to his boosters too, like, yo, because y'all didn't do this. Their boosters did. Deion's boosters did. We ended up with a second class without you guys doing any of that stuff.
If he
step
did
up the
that,
pockets.
That's
some next level.
School, yes.
That's,
going
that
like,
is him.
We're playing cards, rounders. I'm thinking three steps ahead of what I'm about. I'm willing to get rid of this bishop. To
bro.
Be able, right? We're gonna absolutely.
Nick Saban talked COVID out of his body in 16 hours. Yes.
No, he took 22 tests.
And one of them came back negative because he had enough. They had had enough. They were like, coach,
stop.
When are you going to stop testing us? As soon as you leave.
Yes.
And they did, and he coached. So Nick Saban can control the world. He might be number 12. We're talking about 11 Stranger Things coming out. He might be number 12.
Oh my
seriously.
Oh, my gosh. But either way, great, great coverage.
It got us talking about college football.
It did. It started
May.
Off.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting a little kick.
Like that's really cool to have that. I love it. I love the old school rivalries.
Yeah.
I love the coaches trash talking. I love that coaches are upset that players are getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, y'all make a ton of money, you hypocrites. You're upset that the players are now getting paid. That's like the government getting upset with us when we take certain things. So we'll leave that for another show, probably another station as well. But other side. We got about 15 more minutes left on the radio search for the rest of the summer. I guess we got all basketball. We'll see if we have time to get into this baseball thing. I'm not sure if we do. We'll touch on it real quick just so you can go ahead and Google it if we don't get a chance to get to it. Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson.
We maybe have
gone too far in the way that we look at things. Either way, we'll maybe get to it. Maybe we won't.
Just don't say Jackie.
KDUS, 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show, Rich Eisen, James Out West, Ryan Rooks. Pat Stat Guy, Aaron's in the house. Beautiful evening. See you on the other side.
Come on back.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, CJ, as always. James Out West, Ryan Rooks, Pat Stat Guy. Finishing up this beautiful Monday evening. Going to talk a little basketball, but real quick, I had to get into this because, I mean, come on. It is. I do like the fact that the NBA is starting to change some things up. Pat brought up the fact that they're doing different things with some of these awards. But the NBA just announced the 2021-2022 NBA Hustle Award, awarded to Marcus Smart, which becomes the first player to win the award multiple times, which sounds impressive, except for it debuted 4 years ago.
All right.
So, I mean, I guess that's cool.
So, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, but that's awesome that a point guard or that a guard won Defensive Player of the Year. Like
right.
That's tremendous, and he is very good defensive player. I mean, but we're just coming up with trophies to have trophies now.
Well, I mean, we have the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion winner.
Those words shouldn't even go together.
That was hard to say. That was a little tongue-kissing.
But okay,
Reggie Bullock. So congrats.
Right on.
I mean,
it's kind of like the Walter Payton Man of the Year award in the NFL. Like I get it.
It means something. But
the Hustle Award, bro? I feel like that's something they hand out to and one players.
Like, that's a high school thing.
That is a high school thing.
That's like the one where it's like, yeah, you did just enough, and we really appreciate all your hard work.
Yeah, that's what they give the manager of the basketball
right.
team that tried out, didn't make the team, takes stats, carries all the stuff. Hey, bro, here's the Hustle Award.
Like, you didn't
even get
six-man
consideration. And here's your $20 gift card to
like KB
Toys or something, whatever
it's
it was
hustle.
Back in the day. Yeah, it's Hustle. NBA, too. It's not fan-voted. So who votes on how they...
I was going to say, like, it almost feels like it's for the runner-up of the sixth man, but, like, he wasn't a sixth man.
No,
was
he's a starter.
He's a starter, so.
I mean.
This has to be, like, a coaches and, like, GM thing.
So,
I
Thaddeus
assume.
Young won it last year. Montrezl Harrell the year before. Marcus Smart the year before.
Wait, I was going to say Marcus Smart.
Amir Johnson. So it's been around 5 years. And Pat Bev.
I mean, that's the first award they sell when they retire.
100%. It's going to, listen, Rick at Pawn Stars is going to be trying to figure out how much money he can give this kid. He's going to bring an expert in. He's going to bring Marcus Smart in, the expert of the Hustle Award. He's like, hey, let me get my expert on the award. Thaddeus, your award's worth $17. I'll give you $22 in store credit. You can go bother whatever that kid's name is. Humby, whatever his name is. Continuing on.
You just completely destroyed this guy's day.
Yeah, like, I don't care. His hair destroyed his day. Have you seen this thing? Okay. No. So continuing on. But I like what Pat brought up. So the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals will get new awards that are called the
Larry Bird Award, yeah.
And the Magic Johnson
Award. Yep.
Very fitting.
I think that's unique. I do appreciate that. I think that's a little bit more, it carries a little bit more weight than the Hustle Award.
Okay, but here's
do we have the NBA Best Teammate Award?
I think need MVPs for East and West?
Not for the league. We're just talking about in the playoffs.
For the championship. Yeah. I like it.
Again, I know we're making up trophies for everything. This one holds a little bit of merit because of, like, they put in this much work into the season. They're right there. They make it. They didn't win.
No, I think it's legit. Like, in baseball, right, like, they give the National and American League pennant. Like, that still means something. You didn't win the World Series, so it still means something to win the East, come out of the playoffs, and get recognized for that. I think it's I like it.
It's one of the first things that I'll agree with that I don't hate. With the NBA, with what they've been doing.
Yeah. I don't hate the name of it, but why not do that for the trophy for the team? Why make it the MVP? That's, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean,
they already have that trophy. It's just an addition. Yeah.
Yep.
Stop making points. This is ridiculous. okay, so we have had some crazy games, but a lot of it is either huge upsets or huge difference in points, and then we're seeing huge comebacks. Right now, the Warriors are up 3-0 over Dallas. That's pretty much a wrap. I don't think the Warriors, how deep they are and how well they're playing together, even with Gary Payton out, with having Looney in right now and the way that he's playing, Poole's even off. We're deep. I think we're going to close this out. Draymond's not going to want to play another minute, let alone another game.
No, you guys definitely are going to close this out. I mean, look, and then, the Mavs had a chance when they were up, what were they up, like 19?
Yeah.
And to not win that game.
Yes.
We knew when the Suns lost, we knew that this was an easy opportunity for
NBA fans got robbed.
Green,
it was going to be easy.
You were saying that
for
Golden
stretch.
State because the Mavericks don't have the horses.
Correct.
They just don't have the depth of the horses.
They're a good young team and they're getting themselves built.
Where the Suns do. They just didn't do the job.
There's
they had the team.
They weren't.
They have the roster. They have the depth.
I mean, are the Mavs getting swept? Is that your opinion?
I mean,
the Suns wouldn't have gotten swept.
The Suns would not have gotten swept. This is going to 6 or 7 with them. The Mavericks, I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard for me to pick the Mavericks not getting swept. But
I don't think the Suns would have gotten swept, but I could absolutely see it be a 4-1.
This is coming from a Golden State fan. So,
have I not been right about almost everything with the Warriors we've been talking about?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just putting
they're
put
talking
that caveat
about
on there.
The second dynasty of this team in Golden State. So
third.
Like they're very third? All right. Yeah. Either way, they're, I mean, second.
Let's,
you can say pre-Durant.
Wasn't a dynasty.
You don't say that with what we have. Okay.
No.
No, not a dynasty. Okay. It's the third coming of this team. The
third
way,
rendition,
the way
yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I agree.
Dynasty, that's a lot to say.
The Boston Celtics are the best chance to beat the Warriors.
They do.
They're the best chance to beat the Warriors.
With their defense.
They can match up with the defense. They've got bigs. They can clog the lane. They can get in your face. They play well. They're very well coached. They have offensive firepower that can match those guys. Not every night, but you only need to match them on one night.
Matching. But
Jason Tatum can drop 40, 45.
Correct.
Brown can too. You've got
Brown hasn't been though. That's
just because
that's
he hasn't doesn't mean he can't.
Correct.
Same with you guys.
But you okay? So you say like, look at Williams.
I didn't say every night.
Way too many people that could do on any given night.
I understand on any given night. That's why I said on any given night.
You know, I'm going to argue with you.
Yes,
even
as
if
you
we
should. I mean, it is your it team. Is. I mean, I didn't hear this. I didn't hear this. All this enthusiasm for this team when they had Latrell Sprewell and.
Well,
all those guys.
Because I couldn't say much. You're
Captain
choked.
Jack.
You choked out.
You know,
with
you guys
Latrell.
Had Captain Jack
hey,
and Mario Ellis. That's right. I know y'all roster.
Okay, I was going to games when we had Hardaway.
Mario Ellis is Monte
don't,
Ellis.
Don't,
Mario
like,
Ellis.
Going way back when.
I'm just saying.
I've been there.
Back when they had them hideous jerseys, I don't see you repping them then.
Hey, Chris Mullen,
After Mullen.
Okay.
Don't give me Mullen and Tim Hardaway. Don't give me that group.
I went to Chris Webber.
Okay.
Latrell Sprewell.
Okay.
I went to some of those. I've been around for a long time. Now we're not even at that arena anymore. It's at a gorgeous arena downtown down off the bay. Yeah. It's amazing. So anyways, I think that series is wrapped. Warriors are going to have it. This series is back and forth. So we're going to be 2-2.
Yeah, we'll be 2-2, which was huge. This had to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, and Miami came in hobbled, like, you know, Hero
was out.
You got Jimmy Butler on
Lowry's
one leg.
Lowry's just coming back. Like, there's a lot. Butler's been hurt.
Mike Lowry. Do you think, like, I mean, think about it, because it's in Miami, you know, Lowry.
He's probably so tired
How often does that happen? Or has he pulled that trick, you know, like, you know, they probably mess him. Does he sign himself in at places as Mike Lowry?
I would want to just have, like, an old school phone and just make the answering machine.
Yeah, this is Mike Lowry.
That's what you used to do back in high school, way back
time,
when.
Yeah. Right now, maybe he doesn't want to be kind of it lumped in with Will Smith. Just, you know. I mean, I know there's been some distance between there, but, I mean.
He doesn't want to be a bad boy right now?
No, he's not a bad boy for life. Not at all.
No. He's staying away from.
Udonis Haslam, he is.
Yes.
He is a bad boy for life.
So, okay, so you're saying Boston's coming out of this?
Yeah, I would take Boston out of this. At least I hope. That's the best chance. That's the best chance to not see your team hoist a trophy.
You don't want to see the Warriors hoist?
Why would me, a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, who cannot stand the Golden State Warriors post-Mark Jackson.
Okay.
Because I liked them when they had Mark Jackson. This is when LeBron left Cleveland, I quit watching. I quit watching basketball for a year. And when I came back, I watched Golden State because they were fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Young little team, a lot of shooters, really cool, great, good story. They get bounced the first round, I'm done watching. They get bounced the second round, I'm done watching. All of a sudden, they start becoming the evil empire. LeBron comes back. Steve Kerr, I can't stand Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is there with his woke over there being who he is. I don't have time for that. You think I'm going to root for y'all? Draymond Green.
Yes.
Steph Curry, Jackie Moon. You think I'm going to root for y'all?
Absolutely.
Andrew Wiggins?
Yes.
No.
Why would you
son,
not?
No.
Yes. Come on.
Did we even get into that Wiggins dunk?
Listen.
That was unreal.
It was nasty. You cannot call the foul, so they did a good job not calling it.
It
100% was he smacked Luke in the mouth. But you cannot call it, and I get it.
If you guys haven't seen it,
you can't call it.
It's one of the
it is an incredible
posters.
Dunk.
Yeah.
It is an incredible dunk.
Luka got.
You cannot call that foul.
Amazing.
He smacked him in the mouth.
Yes.
He got him good. But again, good no call. Tremendous play.
No, it wasn't a no call. They called it, and then they reversed it.
They got it. It ends up being, it should be no call. You don't call that. They did. It got
reversed. Let's get real. What really happened is that we started our podcast, and we started talking about sports every week. And every week, I was asking you if you watch basketball, and you said no.
Yeah, for a long time.
And then you started really getting back into basketball.
Yeah.
So you should root, because I'm the one that brought you back.
No, I'm not going to root for your team. I'm not going to root for your
team.
Just because you brought me back.
That's your first love.
Yeah, basketball is my first love. Third grade, first time they handed me a basketball at YMCA, I was like, I fell in love and immediately thought I was going to be in the NBA. All the way till I was about 32 years old.
I know.
At some point, I was like, the G League, you know, they'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shooting contest or something.
It
could have happened.
And then I heard all the fish stories.
You've seen the magic. No, son.
Yeah. That was the sweat dripping through your eyes.
Oh,
that you
my goodness, bro.
I will tackle you into
a wall again.
You have. We've had many of sports coaches. That was, yeah.
Real quick, story time.
Mayonnaise.
First time me and Rooks play basketball, LA Fitness, Tempe, Southern Mills, shout out. Playing, he gets a steal on a breakaway. He's got to dunk it. There's no way I'm letting this dude dunk on me. He's brand new to our company. I'm not going to let him dunk on me. I'm heavy at this time. Oh, yeah, full wrap. In the air, tackled him into the wall. Everybody was ready to throw fists. Not us, though. We were, like, laughing. I was like, bro, I wasn't going to hurt you, but I'm not letting you dunk this ball.
What's funny is because you could hear you, like, clunk, 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 right?
Oh, bro, I was
coming. Seconds.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I was like, it's not going to happen.
And I knew what you were going to do and the way you did it. It was fine. I understood it. Like,
it wasn't
clean. It wasn't
today's
aggressive.
NBA, I would have been suspended for 10 games, probably fined $100,000, would have had it on community service and worn an ankle bracelet. But back then, it was hugs and handshakes, bro.
It was fine. That's how basketball should be.
Dude,
every once in a while.
Almost a year in the books here.
Yes.
Taking a 2-month sabbatical from this joint. We'll be back August 1st. Right in the midst of the NFL.
Yep.
We will be still on Spotify, iTunes, JamesOutWest.com. All of those good things. We'll put on some rants. We'll have some deep dives. We'll go into some other stuff. Bro, it's been fun. I can't wait till next year.
It has been. Can't wait to see you. We'll be back.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, everybody.
Love you, boys. Be safe.
One love.